boot.
Oh, for a second there, I got really confused because Discord was just like beep, 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 beep. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? And then I remembered I get a message. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, everyone in between or irrespective of that binary, welcome back to LGBT&D, where the D stands for dice and every voice you hear is a member of the LGBT community. You can call me Andy because that's my name. I use he, him pronouns, and I will be your GM as we continue through Masks A New Generation with our four lovely players and long-term guest, who I will have introduce themselves to you at this time. Let's go bottom up this time. Justin, would you like to remind us who you are, who you're playing, and one thing you remember from last week?
I am Justin. I use he, him pronouns, and my character is Z, or Zaylor. Kama, K-M-A, also known as Miraculous. So my character is 16 years old, and he has a sister that's 18 years old, so 2 years older than him. So it all started when... No, okay, last time, she showed up. That was the whole cliffhanger. That's, like, a thing. I think I failed to mention what powers she had, and that was clearly a flaw on my part.
All right. Next up... Vanessa, would you like to remind us who you are, who you're playing, and one thing you remember from last week?
I am Vanessa. I use she, her pronouns. I am playing Jack / Scarlet Web, who uses they, them pronouns. And one thing I remember from last week is I went a really long time not knowing that we were in either a different dimension or the future or both. And then... when I found out and I saw Wish again, I just, like, tackle-hugged her, like, oh my god, please get me back to my time.
Very true. Let's see. Eve, would you like to remind us who you are, who you're playing, and one thing you remember from last week?
Sure thing. My name is Weaver. You can call me Eve. I use she, her, they, them pronouns, and I play Hope. Last week, the one thing that I really... remember is that I befriended a dragon, and in my head there's this scene of Hope just shout, well, Hope didn't find out about it, but when she does, I'm sure this is going to happen, where there's like that moment of like Dinkleberg, but instead of Dinkleberg it's just like Yellow Jacket. This is where I'd keep my revenge if I had any.
There's still time. Get it? Time, because future. Alexia, would you like to remind us who you are, who you're playing, and one thing you remember from last week?
Hello, fellow Earthlings. My name is Alexia. I use she, her pronouns, and I play Gabriella, who also goes by she, her pronouns. And last week, I was flawlessly blending in with my fellow people from that dimension. And then Scarlet Web had to ruin it by... complaining about how we were in like a different time zone, different dimension, how everything was all wrong, and made it super obvious that we weren't actually from that dimension. So they ruined my plans, and it's set me back.
All right. And last but not least, Landon, would you like to remind us who you are, who you're playing, and one thing you remember from last week?
Hi. I'm Landon. I use he, him pronouns, and I am playing Wish, aka Bex Bailey, who uses she, her pronouns. And one thing I remember last week is that I made friends with a goddess. Yeah. After, like, spilling my entire life story to her in about a minute.
All right. And with that, we begin our issue. Zaylor, you just had a fireball thrown at you by your sister. How are you reacting?
I'd like to clarify, I don't think it was at me. I think possibly it was the person on top of the dragon. So maybe sort of me, but not necessarily at me. So I'm gonna like say something. Oh wait, I kind of guess it depends on the dragon, because the dragon was like, I'm gonna fucking go. So did it stop or did it just keep going?
Evrio is still going forward.
Kind of what I thought.
But your sister is flying along and keeping pace, not like next to him. There's like a row of buildings between you, but like in the spaces between the buildings, you can see that she is, like, keeping pace with your dragon buddy.
Well, did you say how they were flying?
She has big feathery wings, very much in the style of a, like, traditional angel artwork.
How many wings?
Two wings.
Two? Oh, okay. I expected, like, six.
There's a lot of winged heroes now, but...
That's why I figured it'd be different. Okay. Since we're moving and through the air, I don't think I'd be able to yell anything, because have you ever tried to yell, like, in the fucking air? I don't think that would work, because I haven't, and I'm sure it's not easy.
Have you ever tried to yell across the building at your sister while you're flying on a dragon? Because I have, and it's not fun times. Okay, yeah, if you don't think you'd be able to yell anything, is there anything you want to do, or are you just trying to, like, avoid any projectiles thrown on your way towards the hospital?
I want to do the thing. When two people are, like, side by side, and there's, like, a building in between, or something else in between, and then at one point, the other person just disappears, I want to do that one.
Okay, so you want to disappear?
Yeah. I figure this is more of a visual thing than anything, so that it'll just be, like, a double take, and that'll be enough for us to just get away.
Okay, so are you just, like, using magic to go invisible? What's this? Like, what are you doing exactly?
Yeah, I was thinking magic, but I wasn't sure how. Invisibility seems a bit strong, but it's one-sided, so maybe it's not that bad. Oh, yeah. Sort of like, the idea of visibility is interesting, but in this case, it would be, you see, it's sort of like, have the hands out to one side, and it sort of, like, makes a wall, and from the left side of the wall is what they'd see, and what my right side of hand would be what they'd actually see. So, like, it's as if you're seeing straight through them.
Okay. Go ahead and roll to unleash your powers for me there.
12.
Okay, on a hit you do it. So yeah, what you just described is what we see on the panel. She is flying along, and one panel is her looking off to the side and seeing you. The next one is her looking at the side of a building. And then in the third panel, Miraculous is nowhere to be seen. And at that point, let's go over to the hospital lobby, where most of our heroes are gathered up. I believe Wish, Hope, Invocation... Sorry, not Hope. Wish, Invocation, and Scarlet Web were there with the trio of Selkie, Nike, and Alundra. What's going on with the three of you?
I'm trying to escape.
And Wish just said a lot of nice things and was going to try to comfort and support, because that's going to go great.
That sounds like the thing that we should start with.
Yeah, let's go ahead and have Wish roll that comfort or support.
That's a 4.
Okay, remind me, what was it that Wish said? Not necessarily the specifics, but just, like, paraphrase.
I think I promised Jack that I was going to get them back. And, like, it was going to be fine. Does that sound right, Jack?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jack, I think, like, Wish, you're not entirely, like, confident in yourself right now. You spent the better part of last issue having a mental breakdown. So I'm going to say, Jack, you hear Wish's, like, a very noticeable waver in their voice. I'm going to ask you to mark afraid there, as you don't necessarily believe what they're saying.
Awesome.
Welcome to the 4-condition club.
I just love that all of us have 4 conditions, except Hope.
has none.
So how is Jack reacting as that happens?
Jack is going to pick themselves up off the floor and hold out a hand to help Wish up as well. And just kind of like nod, but not really like respond, and just kind of pretend the conversation didn't happen.
Ouch. Wish takes Jack's hand, but is not feeling great about that.
At that point, Invocation, how is it that you're trying to sneak off? What are you doing?
I kind of envisioned it as while Scarlet Web was having the, I don't want to say meltdown, but the event, I'd just be kind of like backing away towards the door slowly, and then just like trying to dive through it while nobody was looking to head towards Rune.
Okay. Let's see. It's not really unleashing your powers, but you are trying to overcome an obstacle. So, I guess go ahead and roll. No, I think it's more interesting if you just make it through. You don't have to roll for this. So, you use this distraction to make it through these big double doors. You don't know where Rune was taken off to, though.
I sent my fly spy.
Oh, yes, you did. What was the name of the fly?
Miley Flyris. But I'm gonna tell all the team members that later on, so.
Yeah, you actually do know where Rune was taken off to. So what's it look like? Are you just strutting confidently down the hall? Are you trying to, like, hide and sneak? What are you doing?
I walk, like, around like I own the place. I'm doing, like the thing from like Spider-Man 3 where he did like the finger guns at people. That's how I'm rocking down that hallway.
Okay. You make your way to like Rune's room. There are two nurses inside, or like a nurse and a doctor. I don't think you know like exactly who they are. But there are two professionals inside that are tending to him as you turn the corner and look inside.
Hi, how's he doing?
The male presenting of the two looks up from him and says, he's, I'm sorry, are you family or?
Yes, I'm his daughter.
Oh, I'm sorry to have questioned that. He's going to be fine, but it's gonna be rough, honestly. Were you one of the people that found him?
Yeah, well, I kind of, yeah, I was. Yeah, he was just, I don't know, do you know what could have caused this?
This isn't like anything we've seen before.
That's not ideal.
I'm assuming you don't know what happened to him?
No, I just kind of, and then when I found him, he was just like lying there motionless. And at first I thought he might be hurt, but I mean, he was hurt, but you know, I thought something terrible had happened.
Can I ask, where was it that you found him? As many details as you can provide to us would be helpful.
He was kind of isolated. I get the impression that it could have been like maybe like a supervillain or something that did this to him. Like maybe he was like caught by like a glancing blow from like a monster or something.
As Invocation is saying that, Rune jerks to life. His body like jolts up in bed. He grabs hold of the guy's arm with, like, this death grip. And he says, "The Dark Ones! They're coming!" And I want to cut to Hope. Hope, you are flying through the skies. Yeah, you are flying through the skies towards Miraculous and Evrio. and unknownst to you, Miraculous's sister. Miraculous, would you be invisible to Hope as well, or was this like a directional thing?
Definitely just a directional thing.
Okay. So you are flying towards where Miraculous is coming from. Do you, like, signal to Hope anything, or are you just gonna, like, continue on Evrio in the direction she's coming from?
I figured I'd just be focused on keeping my sister distracted unless she actually did stop.
Yeah, she has not stopped yet. So, Hope, as you're flying, you see Miraculous concentrated on something. I don't know if you could quite tell what's going on from where you're, like, the direction you're coming in from, but he's decidedly concentrated on something.
Okay. Is he still on Evrio?
Yes.
Okay. Well, then I am going to fly up and I'm going to call out to Evrio, and I'm going to be like, hey.
Okay, as you are doing that, you hear a voice call out from, like, off to your left. And the voice says, don't worry, I'll help you. And as you turn to look at it, there is a woman, a Filipino woman, flying towards you with big white angel wings. What are you doing?
I'm going to be like, oh, cool, because I just need to get Evrio, the dragon, to the hospital. Like, he's okay, but we need, like, that's where my friend is that can, like...
In the middle of your sentence, she, like, slams into you and is taking you down towards the ground.
What the fuck?
Like the way that you would, like, grab a kid out from in front of a car and roll them to safety. That's what she's doing, but in, like, a three-dimensional flying space. So the two of you are kind of plummeting towards the ground. Miraculous, how are you reacting as you see that?
Surprise? I have no idea what she's trying to do here, obviously. I'm kind of at Evrio's whim at the moment, so I'm just going to have him or have them react however they're going to and see what happens, because if anyone can talk with my sister there, it's definitely going to be Hope, so.
Would you like to pierce your sister's mask to try to find out what she's doing, or should we just cut to Hope and War Angel?
I would love to pierce the mask. That sounds interesting.
Okay, go ahead and roll with mundane for me.
It's not going to go well, but I want to try. I'm conditioned. About 7.
Okay, you get one from the list. What are you really planning? What do you want me to do? What do you intend to do? How could I get your character to blank? And how could I gain influence over you?
I guess, what are you really planning? I'm not sure how that would resolve, but...
Okay, so I think, just from context clues, what you've heard from her and how she's acting, you can kind of put two and two together. That she thinks Evrio is dangerous. She is acting in what she thinks is like everybody's best interests. And like her intention in tackling Hope was to get her out of the way of this dangerous dragon.
Hope's better than her as a hero.
Is Miraculous saying that on the panel?
Yes.
Okay, as you're saying that, we cut to Hope and War Angel as she's taking you down towards the ground. Hope, how are you reacting?
Well, I just got tackled midair, so I'm going to try to escape from this woman's grasp.
Okay, how are you going about doing that?
My goal is to kind of, like, start kicking at her if I can, or, like, maybe use my wings to, like, push her arms off of me. And then just, like, screaming, like, what are you doing? What are you doing? We have to get him back to where he came from.
Okay, roll to directly engage a threat for me.
Oh, that's a zero. Let's hope that I don't. Oh, I got an 11!
Nice. You get to pick two. Resist or avoid their blows, take something from them, create an opportunity for your allies, or impress, surprise, or frighten the opposition.
So I am definitely going to go for impress, surprise, or frighten. And so, like, escaping from them, would that be resisting their blows or taking something from them, and that something being, like, me?
Well, I will leave it up to you. You can either if you want to do it in, like, a way that you don't get harmed, it would be resist or avoid their blows. If you don't care so much about that, but you just want to get away immediately, that would be take something from them.
I'm going to resist or avoid their blows.
Okay. So, yeah, as you start basically doing, from what you described to me, it sounds like what you're doing is, like, what you teach children to do if they're being kidnapped, just like thrash and scream. As you're doing that, she lets go of you because, like, flying is a delicate art. If the person you're flying with is thrashing and screaming, you're not in very good control. So she lets go of you. And, like, she's got this look on her face like she doesn't understand what's going on. And she says, I protected you from him.
No, you didn't. He's my friend.
You're friends with the Scourge of the City.
Well, he got lost here, and so did I. And so we're trying to, like, both get back to where we're from, so...
Evrio the Destroyer.
He's not from here. He's lost. And, like, don't tell him I said this, but I think he's, like, kind of scared.
I mean, you don't really name yourself the Destroyer if you're friendly.
I mean, like, cultural relativism. We don't really know what it's like where he's from.
Roll to provoke her for me.
Okay. I think that's actually one of my good rolls. I think that's one of my... No, watch, because it's like a +2. Yeah, it's a +2. I'm going to roll like an 8. I got a 12. Holy shit.
I think we get a panel of, like, the two of you looking at each other, and then she just slowly nods. And she says, all right, you've got a point. There was someone on his back, though, and then between buildings, I lost them. They disappeared. Do you know what happened to them?
Wasn't I able to see him?
You were.
Can I still see him?
I mean, you, like, Evrio's flown quite a distance at this point, so, like, you'd have, like, if Hope's eyes are good enough, she'd be able to see him, but, like, he's mostly just a dot off in the distance right now.
Well, if anybody would know what happened to Miraculous, it would be
Miraculous.
Evrio. Yeah. So let's go check in with Evrio, and I'm going to go, like, thumbs up, and I'm just going to, like, book it towards Evrio.
As you fly off, War Angel stays where she was at. And I want to go back to that hospital lobby in the... Fuck. As Wish and Scarlet Web are there with Selkie, Nike, and Alundra, what are the two of you doing?
Very good question.
Yeah.
I think we both just turned into, like, anxiety-riddled children, basically.
Yeah, because now I don't really believe that we're going to go back, which means that Jack is now dealing with the fact that, like, they might be stuck here forever. And, oh my god, what will my parents think? What did they think? Because that time has already passed. What about my sister? Like... They miss their entire lives.
I think that Wish kind of catches on to the fact that Jack is freaking out right now and looks at the girl Thrupples, who name I can't remember, and Is there any way you all can help us get, well, at least Jack back to the past?
So, before I get to how they react, Scarlet Web, Wish just dropped your name in front of these three. How are you reacting to that?
Jack, like, doesn't even notice. Jack just focuses on the fact that, like, you didn't say your name as well. And is now also kind of dealing with the fact, like, oh, this might also be the last time I see Wish.
I think, like, as you're looking at the three of them, they all kind of share side-eye glances with each other. And Selkie walks over and puts her hands on, like, one hand on each of your shoulders and says, it's okay, we're gonna figure this out. Time travel, it can't be that hard to figure out, right? Like, it's just, like, a bunch of math and stuff. That's easy to figure out, right?
Shit, I'm sorry, Andy, I always forget the person's name. Is it, like, I know it's not the gambler, but I always want to say the gambler. The broker?
The broker, yes. I almost said the dealer. That's a whole different thing.
Right. Do any of you three know, or is there someone called the broker in this timeline? They helped me last time I needed to jump. Might be a place to... Bex is, like, clearly feeling very overwhelmed right now and is, like, panicking, significant other, trying to hold it together, not doing a good job at holding it together. Like,
I think you see... Actually, yeah. Let's throw a fucking meme in here. We get a panel that's just a close-up of Nike's fist as it tightens. And she says, we took care of him. You dealt with him before?
Yeah, maybe. I don't even know if my existence really is even a thing. Realizes that's going to contribute to Scarlet Web's panic. Yes, I did once.
The very first thing was Jack just being like, what do you mean you don't know? Is this not your future? Jack is just spiraling over here. Just ignore them.
I think... Like, as Nike and Selkie are talking to Wish, Alundra steps up and, like, she puts her hands on on Scarlet Web's shoulders and, like, takes a knee in front of her and says, it's okay to feel these kinds of feelings. Let it out.
Oh, what do you want me to let out? Do you just want me to, like... just say everything that's, like, running through my head right now? Because, I mean, it's either that or I don't know.
Would that make you feel better?
What would make me feel better is being back in my time, in my Halcyon, and... this is a lot.
It is a lot. But we will get you home. You are a brave warrior, Jack. Your battle is not an easy one to fight. I've fought in countless wars. It is easy when you can look an enemy in the eyes and drive a spear through their heart. But your battle is an invisible one. One that perhaps may never end. And that takes the truest courage that one can have. And I think she's going to try to shift your labels there. She's going to raise your superior and lower your mundane.
I am going to accept that.
Okay. How is Jack reacting as Alundra says this?
Thank you. That helped a lot. Um, how did you know my name, though?
She points over at Wish and says, "That one said it." And as she does that, Wish, Nike, and Selkie have kind of taken you aside, and Nike says, "So the broker, he's not really someone you want to be dealing with, if at all possible. He's
locked away. I'll do whatever it takes for Scarlet Web."
You really care about them, don't you?
Yeah.
Selkie nods and says, "We can tell you where to find him, but, well, Aegis probably isn't gonna like, they're not gonna let him out to help you. But if you want to try, then, yeah, we can tell you where to go."
I think Wish just holds up one of her hands as it, like, phases out of reality for a moment and comes back. Yeah, I might be able to figure something out.
Oh, that's not good.
That's why I'm a lot less concerned about myself.
As Selkie is saying that, what's going on as Invocation sees Rune jolt back to life and say that the Dark Ones are coming?
Wait, what's the Dark Ones? Tell me about the Dark Ones. And I kind of grab him by his shoulders.
He, like, even though you're holding him, he, like, collapses back into his bed. He's looking in your direction, Invocation, but his eyes have that, like, faraway look in them. He says, the shadows, they're coming. Halcyon, it's gonna burn."
Okay. But you've softened them up, right? So I can go there and I can take them out. I got this. I can do this. I'm going back to the Shadow Realm. I'm going to investigate these Dark Ones. And then I would like to raise my hand and shout yeet, and then I'm going to transport myself to the Shadow Realm.
You're just going?
Hell yeah, I got this.
Okay, roll to unleash your powers there for me, because you're probably not taking the time to, like, actually focus and concentrate on this.
It's going to be super embarrassing if this fails. Also, can I clear insecure, because I feel like this is taking foolhardy action without talking to my team?
It sure the fuck is. Let's have your roll before you clear that, though.
Ooh, exciting.
Because you're... condition clears at the end of a scene.
10. Nailed it.
Okay. What does it look like what's it look like on the panel as you just yeet yourself out of this dimension?
I feel like she's just kind of, she's like, raised her hand to the air, kind of opened in a fist and opened it. And a portal forms behind her, and she just jumps backwards into it. And then the next panel is just kind of her tumbling into the realm of shadows. It's all dark and spooky. Or lightning-y. I can't remember what it's like there.
I think as you fall backwards, I like the idea of you, like, flipping backwards through the air. You land on this, basically this long bridge of dark energy in a presumably superhero landing with this determined look on your face.
Hell yeah.
And before we get to what's going on, let's go back to Miraculous. You're riding Evrio. Hope, you're catching up on him. Are you going to call anything out? Or actually, before I assume that, would you be going back for War Angel, or are you going forward towards Miraculous?
I want to get to Miraculous and Evrio so that I can make sure that, like, one of my big fears in this is that Evrio misconstrued me running off for a moment as, like, "You're on your own, bye fucker." And I really don't want him to, like, think that's the case. So I really want to catch up with him before he, like, gets angry or scared or anything.
That's fair. Okay, so yeah, you are closing in on Miraculous and Evrio. Are you calling out or anything? What's your strategy here?
Yeah, I'm probably going to call out to both of them. Like, as I'm flying in, I'm just going to be like, Evrio, Miraculous. Hey.
Okay, Miraculous. How are you reacting when you hear that?
So you're saying we can hear that?
Yeah. Comic book logic.
Okay. Well, considering Evrio's at the helm, I guess I'd sort of turn around to see and kind of wave as best I can.
Evrio looks over. I mean, he doesn't really have shoulders, but, like, if he had shoulders, he would be looking over them. And, like, he snarls, but not in, like, a mean way, in, like, a we can't communicate with each other way. But, yeah, you are able to catch up to them, not easily, but, like, you fly fast.
That's what hope does. Eat hot chip and fly. I'm trying to work, like, one good meme reference into every episode now.
I wouldn't say good, but...
How dare you?
What are you doing as you approach Miraculous and Evrio the Destroyer?
I am going to first and foremost announce to Miraculous that it's like, hey, I got that person to, like, calm down, whoever that was. She got, like, weird when I said your name.
You did say that I recognized her, right, Andy?
Yes.
That was my older sister. Clearly, she's different.
Okay.
I have no idea what that's about.
Well, I was able to reason with her, so... Plus, I mean, she's your sister, so how bad could she be? Also, how did I not know that your sister has wings?
She's not the power... the hero type, so... That's probably why. And the confusion? I mean, we're in the future, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't actually know what to do about that. So what are we doing now?
I'm going to suggest that we make our way to the hospital so that we can communicate. We can go get Invocation, and she can send... dragon friend to his home.
That sounds ideal. Easier than dealing with most everything else.
Right? God, this... I don't know what happened, but ever since we came to the future, it's... fuck. Okay. But we got this. We can handle this. Right?
Probably.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
yeah.
I was going to ask Miraculous to comfort or support, but I don't think probably is really comforting hope, is it?
No. It's an in between. It's like, I sure fucking hope so, but as a slightly held back, it's like a
Yeah, that's kind of where I'm at right now. We got this, right? Sure.
We've got this false confidence until it blows up. We're not at the blow-up stage yet, like our allies. We gotta have some confidence left.
Yeah.
Okay, so I think the two of you make it to the hospital. Presuming you walk in through the front doors, Evriel's not going to fit, by the way, because he's a big-ass fucking dragon. You walk in to see said teammates, Wish off to one side talking to two... women, and Scarlet Web barely holding it together a couple of feet away, speaking to a god who is, or a goddess who is kneeling down in front of her.
How do we know it's a goddess?
I mean, you can tell. She looks like a goddess. She's got, like, that air of goddessliness about her.
Okay.
I like to imagine that if the goddess of thunder just showed up, I could be like, yeah, you're probably not a regular person. How are you two reacting as you walk in?
So, lots of confusion. I guess I just lead off and say, where's Invocation?
I think, like, Nike looks over Wish's head to the two of you and just says, oh, great, there's more of them. Invocation, is that the, where did she go to? And, like, Wish, you realize that none of these three women saw Invocation leave? They assumed she was still nearby.
Probably went to find Rune?
Selkie turns and walks off to the receptionist lady to find out where, what room Rune may be in. Are any of the four of you going to, like, do you all have anything you want to say to each other? Do you want to catch each other up on anything, or should I just advance the plot?
I think there's definitely going to be a moment where I kind of, like, motion everybody together, and then I'm just going to give, like, a real quick, like, update. And that's just basically going to be like, hey, this is Evrio, like, motioning outside, and I'm going to be like, he's from another dimension? Realm? Not sure. He's from somewhere else. I figured that Invocation could probably help him since she's sending us home at some point anyways. Also, we ran into Miraculous's sister, who is not here. Okay. She'll catch up. I'm sure she saw where we went. Plus, I told her. Like, I mean, I mentioned it, so she should be okay. She should be able to find it. Okay. I see you guys have made new friends. That's awesome. Then I'm going to, like, turn to Scarlet Web, and I'm going to be like, are you okay?
One minor correction there to your story. She definitely attacked me. And I'm assuming you smoothed that over, but I don't actually know. I just assumed.
I think so. Yeah. I mean, we'll, like, if not, we'll deal with it. We'll deal with it when that bridge arises.
Yeah, I just think that's a great panel. It's like, yeah, .. I think so.
Cut over to Scarlet Web, who was just asked if they are okay. Narrator's note, no.
Scarlet Web just says, I'll be fine once we get back to our time.
Anybody reacting?
I'm not going to push it. Like, if Scarlet Web doesn't want to discuss that, then that's totally fine.
Yeah, I'm working on a plan for that. Invocation, right?
Yeah. So let's find her, and then we can hopefully make our way home.
All right, Selkie comes back around that time because comic book timing. She tells you that she was able, like, she comes back and she's like, okay, so I talked to the receptionist and it's really only supposed to be, like, family allowed back in there, but she gave us a quick pass just to go and grab Invocation and then come back out here. So we've got, like, 5 minutes and let's go.
Okay.
Thank you.
And she will lead the way, leaving Alundra and Nike out in the lobby. Is anybody not going with her?
Nope.
I was just going to ask before we walk off, what about Evrio? Do we just leave them?
I mean, he's a, like, no, when you say that, I think Nike and Alundra look out and they're like, oh, they brought the scourge of the city. Okay, we're going to go deal with that. You guys go find your friend.
So he, I have a deal with him that he doesn't destroy the city and we help him get back home.
You've tamed a dragon.
I helped.
Yeah, it was like Miraculous, like, helped magicked my brain so I was able to, like, talk to Evrio. That's how I found out his name. Yeah, so
these teenagers from the past are mighty warriors.
Aw, thank you.
And then, like, Nike and Alundra go out to, like, sit with the dragon, I guess. It's not really clear what their plan is, but they're not going to leave Evrio, the Destroyer, Scourge of the Land, alone outside of the hospital. But yeah, you all are, like, clear to go back, unless there was anything else you wanted to handle.
I think I'm good.
Okay. So you all are led back to the runes room, by Selkie. She doesn't, like, go into the room. She just kind of does that thing, like, where she steps aside against the wall to, like, let one or all of you go and handle your business. And she waits there for when you all are done. Who's going forward and what are you doing?
I'm going to go in first, just because I think Scarlet Web didn't stop and wait for Hope to explain the whole dragon thing. But then Scarlet Web doesn't have any plans once inside.
Okay. As you walk in, same two professionals are in there. One turns, like, the lady presenting one turns and looks at you. Sorry, I shouldn't say lady presenting. The female presenting? The feminine presenting one turns and looks at you and says, "Are you also family?"
"No."
You're not allowed to be back in here. This is, we don't know what's going on with him. And as you look past her, you see that Rune is, like, laying in his bed. He is, like, his hand is held slightly up in the air. His eyes are glassed over and his mouth is, like, hanging open.
"That cop said I could come back here."
"Well, I'm sorry, there's nobody except for family allowed in here. And his daughter just disappeared."
"She disappeared?"
"She was here and then poof, and now she's not. And I would ask you to do the same, please."
"Yeah, you know what? Scarlet Web is going to walk out of the room."
She, like, shuts the door behind you, and I think that's a good time for, like, the rest of the group to catch up. As the group is catching up, though, I want to get to Invocation in the Shadow Realm. As you hit that superhero landing, there is, like, shadow swirling all around you. For those of you that have played Kingdom Hearts, there is an obligatory scene in every Kingdom Hearts game where there's, like, a billion Heartless that are, like, swirling around you and basically, like, taking on the properties of, like, a water riptide. That's basically what's going on here. What do you want to do? You are on this shadow bridge surrounded by darkness, some of which is, like, fightable darkness, you would presume?
"Is that all? I would like to make a summon."
"Okay, what are you trying to summon?"
"I am trying to summon a gigantic electric eel, which I have a name for that I shall not yet reveal."
"Reveal? Okay. What are you trying to do when you summon it? Like, are you just trying to summon it, or are you trying to, like, summon it and have it attack?"
"Yeah, I want to summon it, and then it will kind of light up the area with its, it will be bioluminescent in certain kind of patches, like a line that runs down it, shiny. And I'm also going to have it just send out a jolt of electricity on just everything around me."
"Okay. Would you like to, like, what's it look like on the page as you do that? And I presume this will be where you reveal the name."
"Okay, so I raise my hand and I say, I summon Eelvis Presley. And I kind of feel it's just a ribbon of light that just erupts from kind of all around me. And just this, it's just a huge, I guess, stream of eely flesh that's covered by, like, electric ripples. And it's so long that it's just kind of going off, like, the panel. And it's just sending out jolts of electricity on just everything, just ripping everything apart with sheer energy."
Okay, so yeah, this eel gets summoned into the
Eelvis Presley
eel through. You missed it. I said Ilther.
No, I heard. I appreciate it.
But nobody laughed. Okay. This eel gets summoned into the air above you, sending electricity and light shooting out in various different directions. You notice, like, as it hits this swirling ribbon of darkness, it just sort of stops.
Huh. So, if it fails first time, you try again, but this time with more energy. I'm going to do the same thing, but with even more power.
This eel summons up as much power as it can and shoots it off in a very impressive display. It does not pierce through this physical darkness.
Okay. Let's try something else. I'm going to make Elvis Presley bite it with his rows upon rows of like needle sharp teeth. Kind of like an anglerfish mouth, but like the like needle teeth are like the size of a person.
Okay. Before we see what happens, I want to go back to the hospital hallway. Scarlet Web, are you sharing what was said or what's going on as the group reunites?
Oh, yes, I am. So Scarlet Web just kind of storms out of the room and sees the rest of the group in the hall and just kind of brushes past them and says, "She fucking disappeared. Invocation fucking left." And Scarlet Web has no idea where they're going. They're just going.
Wish is going to follow them.
Quick question, Scarlet Web. Are you angry? You sound angry.
That'll be my fifth condition.
I mean, you sound pretty angry.
Yeah, Scarlet Web is fucking pissed.
Okay, so you are angry and Wish is following after you. Is anybody else following after Wish? Hope or Miraculous?
Probably.
Do you think we should try and talk to Rune? If we can?
You know, that might not be a horrible idea. Maybe he can... Yeah.
You should go check on them, though. They've obviously been doing it a lot, and you're the best one to talk with them. I'll see if I can talk to Rune.
That's a good idea. I will go talk to my daughter and her girlfriend, and you can talk to Rune, mage to mage. It's perfect.
So is Hope going to follow after Scarlet Web and Wish? Okay. Before we get to what happens there, Miraculous, what are you doing? There's a closed door and two professionals standing between you and Rune. There's also Selkie, who, if you would like to make use of her in any way, has been very helpful so far. Or, at the very least, accommodating.
And I've never met them before, right?
Correct.
Alright, so then I'll introduce myself. Like, hi, I'm Miraculous.
Hi, I'm Selkie. Nice to meet you. I guess I wish circumstances were better, but still.
Yeah. It's been a lot. So thanks you for being helpful. Do you think you could help me get in here? They look like they don't want us in there, and I definitely need to get in there.
What are you thinking? What do you need me to do?
I don't know how much clout you have. I was actually kind of hoping you'd just tell them to go away.
I'm trying to think. Because, like, I have to stay true to the fiction. I'm not sure if she has the ability to do that. Roll to provoke her for me. Because I got some ideas.
Oh, there it is. It took me a second. Oh, God, this is really, really bad. Yeah, that's a two.
Okay, go ahead and mark your potential. She looks at you and says, "I've got an idea. I can get you a couple minutes. You get in there," and before she finishes that sentence, she turns around the corner to where the professionals are tending to Rune, and a large wave of water comes from her hands as she throws them forward and smashes the two professionals against the opposite wall, giving you a chance to get in there. Before we see how you react, Scarlet Web, you were storming off down the hall, followed by Wish, followed by Hope. What's going on with the three of you?
Scarlet! Scarlet, please stop!
Wish, I don't know what the fuck I'm supposed to do, okay? I don't belong here, and I know... No, I don't know. I don't know what it was like for you to go from this time or whatever to my time to deal with Halcyon possibly being destroyed and stuff. But now I'm kind of doing the reverse, and instead of possibly like saving the future, which is what I was trying to do in the present, I was trying to just make things better so that the people I cared about had a safe place to like live and work and do all the shit that they do. And now I'm suddenly in the future and like, it looks okay, so I guess whatever happened without us is fine, but I don't know what happened to my family. I have a younger fucking sister who was 8 when I left, and I have no idea what happened to her. My parents worked all the time, so I don't know who was watching her. I don't know what she went through without me. And now the like two fucking people who could possibly help us get back are fucking Invocation, who brought us here in the first place, and she's gone. And then there's you, and I don't even know what's happening there. You guys were talking about some broker or dealer or something, and I just feel fucking trapped, and I don't know what to do or where to go, and I just feel so fucking powerless.
Really fighting my desire to say Wish probably needs to take a powerful blow from all of that, because she's probably feeling like this is all her fault somehow.
I mean, I feel like Wish, yeah, that feels powerful blow worthy to me. Because, like, you obviously care a lot about Jack, and that was just a whole ass meltdown. So, roll to take a powerful blow of empathy.
Yeah, that's what I figured. That's an 11.
Okay, you can remove yourself from the situation, lose control of yourself or your powers in a terrible way, or two options from the 7 to 9 list.
Andy, do you want to twist the knife? Do you want to have me completely reality phase out for a bit?
Yeah, I like that idea. Jack, as you are looking at Wish, you see that they start to flicker. Like, you blink a couple of times as they are flickering. And Wish, what's the one sentence you're able to get out right as you were flickering out of existence?
I'm going to fix this.
And then Wish is gone. Jack, you see Wish disappear, and Hope is on the other side of her. How are the two of you reacting?
Well, my daughter just phased out of existence. This is not a good day for me. I think Hope is going to kind of freak out and just be like, "What happened? How do we get her back?"
Jack crumples. It just like falls to their knees, takes off their mask, and just starts crying. And the only thing they can say is, "I don't know." Also, quick side note, when I reveal my secret identity to someone who didn't know it already, I mark potential, so there's that.
Yeah, take that potential.
Gotta find the good where you can.
Hope, how are you reacting?
I'm going to assume that I recognize Jack.
Yeah, Jack's fairly popular around school. You'd know at least who they are.
then there's going to be a moment of me just kind of like staring and being like, Jack. Holy shit. Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Fuck, okay. And I'm just gonna be like pacing up and down like this corridor, and I'm gonna be like, okay. So, plan time. We are going to, We're gonna get Miraculous. He can do magic. He's going to get Rune to fix all of this. And then once Invocation is back, and once Evrio is back where he belongs, then everything will be a lot easier. And between Invocation and Rune and Miraculous and all of these other people and all of their powers and all of our powers, we'll be able to get home, and we'll be able to, like, Bex will be okay. We'll find a way. We'll get her back.
Is that an attempt at comfort or support?
Sure. I think it's kind of a combination of, like, attempting to comfort and support, comfort or support Jack, and also, like, attempting to comfort or support myself.
Yeah. Go ahead and roll for that for me, please.
So, I don't have influence over Scarlet Web. So let's... Oh, I got a 6.
Would you like to use Team Selfishly somehow to bring that up to a 7? If not, I think a 6 makes narrative sense, and I know what I'll do for that.
I think that what is ultimately happening is that I'm going to say that I... Fuck, there are two paths that I kind of really want to go down. I want to see what the narrative you have is, but I also kind of have it in my head that it's like I'm forcing responsibility onto so many people to such a degree that that's how I'm using Team Selfishly. Is basically saying, like, everybody has to do, you know, this. We have to get back. Like, Miraculous has to get Rune to help us. Like, these people have to help us. Evrio has to go back home. Like, everything has to work.
Yeah, I can see that. Go ahead and shift your label that you use for comfort or support up, and another one down.
So mundane up, and I'm going to say freak down. Because I've been acting in a very unfreakish way.
And then, Jack, if you open up to hope, you can clear condition or shift labels or mark potential.
I think Jack is going to slowly calm down as Hope is going over this plan. And by the time Hope is done, they have put their mask back on and are standing up again. And they hug Hope and say, if anyone can make all that stuff happen, it's you.
Aww. Are you clearing a condition, marking potential, or shifting your labels, Jack?
I am fucking clearing a condition, please.
Which one of your 5 would you like to clear?
Given my sentiment just now, I'm going to clear hopeless.
Yay. You have hope. You've got hope.
Literally. Okay. So Jack says that. And then we see Wish. Wish, as you phase into existence and look around yourself, you see the skyline of Halcyon City. And it is on fire. And there is a large, shadowy, tentacle creature smashing and destroying it with tentacles made out of pastel colors.
Oof.
And that's where we're ending our issue for this week.
Oh, Fucking hell.
LGBT&D uses the Masks A New Generation tabletop role-playing system, created by Brendan Conway and produced by Magpie Games. Our GM is Andy. You can find him on Twitter at AndyLion92. Hope is played by Eve, who you can find on Twitter at @_apocalypse. That's O with three H's. Invocation is played by Alexia. You can find her on Twitter at Alexia625811162. Miraculous is played by Justin, who you can find on Twitter at lolnonom. Scarlet Web is played by Vanessa, who you can find on Twitter at alpacamybooks. If you would like to support us on Patreon, you can do so at patreon.com/lgbtd and join the cool kids such as @super_landon1 and @MikeIsStranded, as well as Nick and Silva. If you'd rather support us in a non-monetary way, feel free to spread the word about us. Tell your friends or tweet us at @LGBTDpod. That's all for this week, and until next week, stay safe, everybody.
Be gay.
Roll dice.
An LGBTQIA actual play podcast network.
Hi, my name is Mackenzie.
And my name's Rachel.
And together we're Dungeon Wives!
A game where two sapphics in love play a little bit of D&D.
We tell a story of a young tiefling named Alkyne who goes on a journey to find a destiny greater than herself.
And possibly a wife.
You can find us at dungeonwives.com and also
at Dungeon Wives on Twitter and Instagram.
Thanks!
Bye!
Bye.
Yeah, that's how we all recognize Thor. Plus, like, dead ass.
So she got dead ass. Got it.
Yeah, Alundra got a dong.
How did we know that she's a god? Because every time she walks, her dummy thick ass cheeks clap thunder.
Clap thunder!
Dummy thick thunderclap.
She gives a whole new meaning to thunder thighs. Okay, we've got to move on from this.
Sorry,
how are you two reacting as you walk in?